This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. There's a building at Colorado State University that houses what amounts to a big insurance policy in case there's a loss of plant or animal life on a regional or even global scale. Behind the vault at this federal facility, billions of seeds and also a lot of genetic material. As you can imagine, the place has high security. And it was also recently under investigation as a possible source of genetically modified wheat that was found mysteriously and illegally growing in Oregon. Luke Runyon from member station KUNC begins our tour.
I'm standing here in front of the National Center for Genetic Resources Preservation, which is just a fancy way of saying seed vault. It's beige with a red roof, three stories tall, but it's the nation's largest collection of seeds, genetic material for livestock and microbes. So let's go inside and see what's going on. Inside the facility, good luck getting past the lobby without a key card and passcode. Locked doors are around every corner. Luckily, I have a tour guide.
My name's Dave Dierig. I'm the research leader here at NCGRP in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Dierig is in charge of the seed vault. The facility has been compared to Fort Knox in its level of security. This one building serves as the backup seed collection for about 30 other vaults around the country and dozens from around the world.
So, yeah, these are the doors to the vault. These are open and closed every day.
We're about to head into the facility's black box storage room. Think of it like a series of safety deposit boxes in a bank, only it's kept at the same temperature as your home freezer. Fur-lined parkas hang on a rack just outside the large gray metal doors.
You may want to put on a jacket, but it actually feels kind of good now that it's summertime.
To the right of the doors, a TV screen shows a live stream of the seed vault. It serves as another reminder of the building's security. In this place, you're always on camera.
Deep breath. We won't stay in here too long.
Inside, ceiling-high shelves hold 600,000 seed packets, which puts the total number of seeds in the billions. Downstairs, in another vault, sit dozens of stainless steel vats filled with liquid nitrogen to store seeds, livestock semen, and fish eggs.
We have anything from fish to cattle to sheep. We even do some cattle blood. But pretty much that's what we do so that we can put it in our big database and it's accessible and we know where it is.
Lab technician Angela Sosa is transferring Chinook salmon eggs from one container to another, placing them into the liquid nitrogen. This facility also serves as a backup for some private ag companies like DuPont and Monsanto. And this spring, the building's formidable reputation was thrown into question. For 7 years, this same vault kept about 1,500 pounds of Monsanto's genetically modified wheat seeds, including the same strain found growing in Oregon. Dierig says because of the vault's security, it's often called on to play an impartial role in contentious court battles over genetically modified seeds.
The court may say deposit it in some kind of neutral location and keep it there until we decide what's going to happen with it.
Dierig says he can't comment on the specifics of the Oregon case, as Department of Agriculture investigators are still trying to pin down the seed source. Seed Vault staff incinerated the stash of GMO wheat seeds 2 years ago. With the investigation turning in other directions, this beige building in Colorado can return to business as usual, securely storing the world's seeds. For NPR News, I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And Luke's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio collaboration that focuses on agricultural issues.